FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Road Accident Fund has handed over a revamped rehabilitation unit at Clarewood Hospital in the south of Durban. The facility is used by road accident victims and other patients that need physiotherapy. RAF CEO Colin Slitswalo says the aim is to make sure people get the support they need.
Well, most road crash survivors, as we pick now, once they get out of hospitals, they go directly home. And for us, it's important that they must come here. And even when they are home, sometimes they need this kind of physiotherapy care, occupational therapy care, and all the other people that deal with rehab. So it's important that they understand what they do, but they must get the best treatment ever. And this is a standard of the national health insurance that people keep on talking about. So that's the kind of thing that we are bringing to a public sector facility. And for us, it's important.
The Accident Fund has been renovating public hospital rehab wards in provinces with high accident statistics. MEC for Health, Nomagugu Simelane, says it's a welcome relief as the department battles with limited resources.
We are very excited because in as much as it is in Eteguini, but it will be servicing more than four districts, sometimes even people that comes from inland. And what I also like about RAF is the fact that they're also willing to assist us in other facilities. We've already spoken about Hillcrest Hospital. I made a request that can we also go inland so that it's not just this in Eteguini, and they have committed to that. They will go back, look for the funds and see if they will be able to assist us. That I take in a very positive light because it will make an impact in the life of our patients.
Western Cape Police have launched a manhunt for suspects who have shot and killed a pupil in Ravensmead in Cape Town. The 14-year-old was gunned down while on his way to school this morning. Two other teenagers were injured in the shooting. The owner of the Lucky Star brand has confirmed the counterfeit pilchards seized in a recent police raid in Gauteng are not their product. Oceana Group has clarified the labels on the cans seized in Daleside were fake, as Lucky Star products do not feature ring pull lids. Investigations reveal the intercepted consignment was illegally relabeled as Lucky Star and repacked into Woolworths cartons. The retailer has since launched an investigation. Oceana urges consumers to be vigilant and report any suspected counterfeit products. The United Nations says over 200 children have been killed in Lebanon in less than 2 months since Israel escalated its attacks targeting Hezbollah. Children's agency UNICEF has told reporters in Geneva an average of 3 children have been killed every day. It's added more than 1,100 children had been hurt in the violence and many more traumatized. Hezbollah began firing rockets into Israel in October last year in support of Palestinian militant group Hamas in Gaza. Israel launched an all-out attack in Lebanon in September this year. Durban 28 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 32, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rassie Erasmus changes 7 for the Springboks clash with Wales this Saturday. Hugo Bruce and Ronwyn Williams both nominated for CAF Awards. And Sergio Garcia set to rejoin the DP World Tour in order to get a spot on the Ryder Cup team.